Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
We welcome our friends from Caroline County Schools in this morning. We are going to talk about a student mentoring program and family engagement. Three people from Caroline in this morning. Andrea Ross is here, Jeff Wick is here, and Sharmika Baker Latney is here, all from Caroline County Schools. Good morning to all of you. Thanks for getting up and coming in this morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Sharmika, I'll start off with you. Tell me a little bit about yourself. We'll introduce ourselves, and then we'll get to the topics at hand.
Absolutely. My name is Sharmika Baker Latney, and I'm the student and family engagement specialist at Caroline Middle School.
How long have you been doing what you do?
Currently, I've been family engagement for 2 years, but I've been employed with Caroline County Public Schools since 1998.
Okay. Wow. So what are some of the other things that you've done?
Oh, I've done numerous things. I've been the finance clerk for the school board, where I build Medicaid for all the students in the county that receive speech services or any type of service. I've been an ISS coordinator, in which I held that position for 5 years, and then I transitioned to family engagement specialist. And I'm super excited because family engagement is important to me, and family engagement brings a lot of community together, as well as it aligns with our new plan for this year for Caroline County.
Well, and as far as family engagement in these times, boy, that's how important is that? So we're going to jump into all that as we go along this morning. Andrea, a little bit about you. What's your position in? How long have you been in Caroline County?
So, good morning. I'm Andrea Ross. I'm the Director of Federal Programs, and this is going into my fourth year in Caroline. I've been an educator for over 20-some years now, but this is four with Caroline.
Okay.
So, in my department, I'm oversee family engagement, so Sharmika and I work very closely together. Preschool falls under my department, as well as McKinney-Vento. We work with homeless and foster families, and then grants. So when you talk about COVID, we have about 6 title grants that fall on my team. However, with COVID, we've received about another 12 to 13 grants with post-pandemic funding. So we manage all of the funds in our department as well.
Well, I talk frequently to some of the social workers in Spotsylvania who deal with the McKinney-Vento, and just the numbers I know in Spotsylvania just continue to rise. I'm sure that's region-wide what everyone's looking at.
Absolutely. And the situations seem to be more challenging than before in terms of the complexity and the things that are happening to families. So, yes.
Jeff, welcome to you. What's your position?
Thanks, Ted. I am currently coordinator of safety and compliance down there in Caroline County. I've been with the county for 24 years.
Okay, so you've got quite the background, and you're one of the people I wanted. Well, I initially thought we'll all talk about COVID together, and then I hear you're kind of the COVID guy. How challenging was that? Because for everybody it was. It happened so quickly, and for schools you had to make decisions quickly.
Oh, it was very challenging, you know, across the board for teachers, for administrators, you know, teachers trying to teach virtually, learn that process, you know, and then we had the hybrid learning, which was also difficult. Mm-hmm. You have students at home learning, you have students in the classroom learning, you know, school administrators trying to manage their student populations and all the needs of a school, you know, school administrators. I mean, it was challenging across the board dealing with contact tracing, you know, the guidance coming from the CDC and the Department of Health was often changing and you know, trying to follow all those requirements. It was challenging.
Week to week, month to month, it always was changing. And I felt for like you say, everybody involved at any level really was dealing with something over the COVID times.
It certainly was a battle, and we are thankful that we've come through it at this point. I mean, it's still there. Has a little bit of an effect, but it's very minor compared to the previous 2 years. So we're happy. We're happy we are on the backside of that.
I was talking to a friend who's a bus driver in Spotsylvania, and he was telling me you still see the effects with kids. He said the kids just on his bus are just not the same as it was before COVID.
Students are a little bit different. I will agree with that. I think this year is much better coming in, you know, compared to 21, 22, when students were off, a lot of them for an entire year or a year and a half. I mean, this year, most of the kids were in school last year and had pretty much a normal summer. So we've had an easier start this year, but we're still growing and coming out of that. Out of that situation.
I'm sure for all of you, just to be able to get back to some normalcy has been kind of nice this year that we haven't had to deal with all those things.
It's been great. It's been nice to see people, to meet in the same room together, to be able to walk around without masks and having to worry about up and down and hearing people clearly.
Yep.
So that's been nice. And it's just been great to see the students. You know, when we go into the buildings occasionally. Jeff and I will go in and visit, and it's just nice to see the students happy. They're happy to be back to school, but they're definitely different.
Sure. And I can speak to the students being in the building because I am actually in the building at Caroline Middle School. The students are super excited.
Yeah.
They're excited to be in school. I noticed that this year they are excited about learning. They're actually in class. They're engaging their assignments and engaging with their teachers. They're just so excited to be back in the building and to be learning. Several of them, we also have a student advisory where we take the students over with Dr. Kavarik and some of the leadership. And the students are so excited to share their opinions and ideas, and they're just excited to be back in the building.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Caroline County Schools are focused this morning. Andrea Ross is here, Jeff Wick is here, Shermika Baker-Latney here from Caroline County Schools. We're going to come back and jump into the family engagement side of this. Also, we're going to talk about a student mentoring program, too, this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun. Visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Caroline County Schools are focused this morning as we were going to talk student mentoring and family engagement. We'll jump into the family engagement components as we kind of got into that. Shermika Baker-Latney is the family engagement specialist. I would guess post-pandemic that this is such an important topic, as we just mentioned, just to get everybody kind of reacclimated to things.
Yes. Caroline County Public School has been very strategic this year in creating high-impact positions, such as family engagement coordinators. Historically, Caroline County Public Schools utilized a one centrally located parent resource center where all the parents would go there to get their resources.
Right.
All family engagement activities and materials. Now, during the 2021-22 school year, we decentralized this model to add family engagement positions in all five schools, ultimately allowing us to meet families at their child's school within the community. Instead of the families having to drive across the county to the Parent Resource Center, we now have family engagement coordinators and staff in each building, allowing the families more access to resources that they need for their child to be successful for the school year.
That's just a realization of what's happened.
Right, absolutely.
We noticed, too, that with the pandemic, when children were at home, especially our younger students, if you would log on and watch a class as an administrator, as an employee, we could go in and, you know, observe teachers.
Yeah.
And you would see parents sitting right next to their child on the iPad or something. So they were engaged at home, but engaged at home on an iPad is so different than coming into the school and being engaged in that way.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, and I guess I would think having this model helps the staff, too, the teachers and everybody, because as people come in, as parents come in and all, you do get to know them.
Yeah. We call it in the moment. So when you're at the school, when Shamika's at the school, the ladies are in the buildings, you meet a parent, you might meet him in the parking lot, you might meet him in the cafeteria or down the hallway, and it's not one of those, oh, meet me across town to come pick up these books. Here, follow me, and I've got him in my office, or let's talk right now. So you can catch him at that moment, give him resources, or find a follow-up time to work with that family versus having to ask them to drive and meet you somewhere. So we're trying to equip the schools with the materials and the resources that they need. So folks like Ms. Baker-Latney and the rest of the team, when they see parents, they're able to hand them what they need or talk to them about what they need in that moment. Bigger impact.
That's so interesting that you came up with this, just because it wasn't like you looked at the situation and decided this is what we need to do, instead of, you know, we're back to normal, and maybe someday we are back to normal, but it's going to be a while. And this is a way to just kind of bridge that gap that's been there.
And it's ironic, we've been talking about our Parent Resource Center for a long time, and that single point where, again, if you know anything about Caroline, we're pretty widespread. So the Resource Center was in the Bowling Green area, but families down in Ladysmith and Lewis and Clark and Madison would have to travel at least a good 10, 15 minutes to get there. So was that really the best use of our resources? So we've been talking about having someone in the schools, but we really just needed that time and funding, and then ESSER funding came along, and here we go. So we were, like Ms. Baker-Lutney said, we were able to maximize our funding and leverage some really high impact positions. Hence, that's how we added four more family engagement staff members.
Okay, wow.
Yes, yes. And just to add in to the COVID concept that Mr. Wick was talking about, last year, family engagements checked in and also monitored over 827 students who missed school due to COVID. So that's a big chunk right there for the kids that was quarantined.
Right.
And over 1,000 calls were completed last year to support our students with attendance issues, family engagement, also encourage parents to participate in those meetings that each school is hosting. Sometimes parents or students, middle school level, I can speak to the middle school level. Sometimes once they hit middle school, we get less participation from families. And that's when I'll step in and make sure the parents are knowledgeable of what's coming up, making those phone calls to remind them that, hey, your child is having a parent-teacher conference, even if they're passing all their academic classes, still come in to be a support and try to get that engagement back recirculated during middle school. Because elementary, parents are always there. When they click over to middle and secondary, kind of like the student is like, oh, mom, I got a test today, or I don't have a test today. So it's a great resource, especially secondary level, to have a family engagement actual resource in the school.
Good for you for doing that, because that is the kind of thing that can get kind of, you know, I'm good kind of thing. And it does keep people engaged.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're always coming up with ways to help families, empower families, so they can understand. Because, you know, education is very different than when you and I went to school.
Oh, totally.
And we hear from parents all the time, for a simple example, they'll be helping their student do multiplication in the evening. Well, I didn't learn that strategy because it's different.
Right.
And so we're here, that's our job, to support families and empower them. Well, if we don't help them learn these tools and give them the resources, then they feel lost. And that's when they don't want to engage. And so our ladies, like I said, our team happens to be all females. That's why I say our ladies. They do a great job in reaching out to families and setting up workshops. They will, like Ms. Baker-Lutney said, help set up parent-teacher conferences. They make phone calls for attendance when kids are not there. When we had, when we had students going out a lot with COVID, even this year, we still have some students at home. Mm-hmm. They just call and check in. Hey, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Is there anything that you need? And if the parent needs something or the child needs something, they hook them up with either the teacher or the counselor or whatever that might be. So it's, again, and we've gotten a lot of good positive feedback from families, especially when you do that check-in call. How many parents have said, wow, you're calling me for what? Oh, wow, thank you for checking on me, and thank you for checking on my child. It goes a long way.
I know my wife would call. She would call parents sometimes just to say, I just want to tell you that Johnny had a great week, or he was really helpful. And she would always tell me, they just seem so shocked and really grateful, because she, in the old days, the only time you would hear from the school was, you know, if I got in trouble kind of thing.
Right, right. And we're working on that. I think definitely in Caroline, we've done a great job. But just, I think, schools in general, because all you hear is the negativity.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we're really focusing on the positive, trying to get the word out there, and really working on our two-way communication. So when we reach out to parents, we're not just talking at them. We want them to be able to speak to us, you know, whether it's a survey or come into a parent advisory meeting or be part of this board. We want their feedback and we want their opinion. And that's definitely a nice increase that we've really been working hard at in Caroline.
Well, Andrea, you mentioned too just about how education isn't the way it was when we were there. I mean, boy, that sure is the case. And there are so many acronyms out there now, or there are so many things that if you're not a parent that pays attention to that kind of thing, or you haven't paid attention since you were in school, your kids are saying things, and it's just going over, as a parent, your head. You have no idea what they're talking about.
You feel lost. You feel overwhelmed. And so one of the things that we are working on is we're actually in the midst of, we have a draft together. We're doing a pre-K through 12 glossary, and it goes back to exactly what you're saying. It's that academic socialization. Things are so different now. And so we've come up with, we're building a glossary of all of our acronyms, all of our educational terms that a parent might hear and be like, what is that? I don't understand.
Right.
And the definition. And so what we will do is get that glossary together, and it'll list, we don't have a limit of terms,
the
ones that we use the most often. We'll put it together kind of like a little dictionary glossary, and we'll have it available on our website. We'll probably have it printed at some point, and then this way families will have like a little resource guide, almost like a cheat sheet to help them understand what we're talking about sometimes.
That is so interesting. That is so needed, though.
Yeah. And I just want to jump in, Ms. Ross just said, it's just important about engaging because your days, I'm not saying that you're old or seasoned or anything, but y'all days a little bit different.
I am.
Y'all days a little bit different from my days and the kids' days these days.
Yes.
So approximately 5 or 6% of grandchildren and 10% of grandparents live in grand homes.
Right.
So right now, family engagement, we are started last year. We conduct meetings with grandparents, strictly grandparents. We meet with them. Last year, we met with them maybe once a month. This year, we're going to do it quarterly. And we actually meet with the grandparents just to get them a little bit more abreast on what's going on. Because some of the grandparents don't even realize that they can just utilize their cell phone to look up Power School or go on and check the students' grades.
Yeah.
And we kind of get them tuned in with health and wellness, with what's happening with COVID, attendance, how to communicate with the school if that child is out with COVID so they won't be on our radar for truancy. Just helping the grandparents out because many of our students in Caroline are being raised by their grandparents, and we are making sure that we are partnering, rubbing elbows with those grandparents to give them the information that they need for their child to be successful as well.
What a great idea, because that is more and more in every locality, and to realize that and to utilize that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, some students might not want their parents or grandparents to know
right.
that you can see
yeah.
their grades
right.
online.
That is true. Yep.
Yeah. And we've did a series of grandparent workshops and meetings were conducted in effort to support caretakers of the grandkids. And grandparents shared stories. Some of them talked about what worked for them, what didn't work for them, some of the sneaky things maybe the kids were doing and how they kind of interjected and let the school know what was going on. And we just have a lot of things that we're working with the grandparents with. We even tagged them with the sheriff department on last year. We kind of did something where we talked about working through the social media or the different things where be aware of the clothing that they may be wearing or maybe have just certain things that
how to check your students' Facebook page or their Instagram or something.
Grandparents right.
don't understand that sometimes.
Yeah.
No.
It's yeah.
Nothing that they grew up with.
Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. I'm excited about the grandparents group.
Yeah. Grandparents love it. It's such a large network where they feel like they have some other folks in the same situation.
Yeah.
Raising grandkids, like they said, they raised their children 20, 30 years ago, and now they're doing this again. And how do we navigate that together?
Right.
So they've gotten pretty close, too, as a group.
And just a little plug, we have our first grandparents meet on October the 21st at Caroline High School from 11 to 12. So if there are any grandparent guardians listening that's in the Caroline County area, please stop by Caroline High School in the Caroline Arts Cafe. We'll be having our first meeting to give them all kinds of resources and information to make sure that student is successful this school year.
And in a lot of cases, I would think probably most cases, grandparents would want to know this kind of thing. But if you don't know who to ask or even the questions to ask.
Right.
Right.
And you're offering that.
And that's the key. All schools have social workers. All schools have counselors. The fact that all schools now have family engagement has been that added bonus. And so the ladies try very hard to support, be a positive support. They help with attendance, but they're not truancy officers. They're not calling about quarter, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling to say, hey, what's happening and what can we do to help you? Are there any resources you need? Is there anything that's happening that, we're not aware of? And just by calling in that essence instead, we get more information and are able to help families versus calling in, like you said, the negative calls saying, oh, well, your child has 20 absences and we're taking you to court.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Well, Shamika, the other thing that's exciting about this is just that you're dealing with it in middle school. School is so important these days, just competitively as kids get older and whether it's colleges or jobs. Middle school, you're making sure that good habits are formed and that they're not going to get behind. And there's just so many good things with this.
Yes, setting them up for a successful future. That's the goal of Caroline County Public Schools. Yep, to make sure they make it over to Caroline High School to be 3E equipped.
Yeah.
And we're just happy, too, as a team, we've always had family engagement has always been a part of our strategic plan, but we just rolled out our brand new strategic plan, Achieve 2027. And goal 2 is all about relationships. And one of the objectives is family engagement. And so while that comes with more accountability for our team, we're excited because we are in the forefront now. Family engagement has been a huge focus for Caroline. We had a keynote speaker, Dr. Steve Constantino, come in and kick us off with our convocation. So all of our staff heard from him. So we've been doing more and more as a division to enlighten and engage folks in terms of, again, that family engagement and how important it is.
Shamika, you just said 3E equipped. That sounds like something I would want to know. What are the three E's? I've been trying to think off
employed,
the top of my
head. Employed, enlisted, and enrolled. We want to make sure they're either employed, enlisted, or enrolled.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, the three E's. Graduate. When yes. students graduate. Yep, that's our goal. Once they hit high school, we got to make sure they're three E equipped, enrolled, enlisted, or employed.
I'm glad can't I asked
leave, yeah, can't let them leave Caroline High School without being 3E equipped.
No. Nope.
They got to have a plan. Got to have a plan.
Right. What a great... And the great thing is, I've heard that being over in Caroline for a number of things that comes up, and you're seeing it with improved test scores and graduation and something like that, that it works.
Yeah, and our students know it. If you catch a Caroline student in Ross or in Walmart, and they got a Caroline shirt on, make sure you say, hey, what's the three E's? I guarantee you they can tell you, because they all want to leave with that same vibe, enrolled, enlisted, or employed.
Shamika Baker, Latney, Andrea Ross, and Jeff Wick here from Caroline County Schools. We're talking about family engagement and also a student mentor program this morning. We will continue when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Thanks for listening. It's almost 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning. Caroline County Schools are focused. Jeff Wick is here, the Coordinator of Safety and Compliance. Andrea Ross is the Director of Federal Programs. And Shamika Baker-Latney, the Family Engagement Specialist, all from Caroline County Schools. Really good stuff on the family engagement side. Student mentoring, Jeff, I know is an area that you have gotten involved in. Talk about that really fits into this family engagement part really well, just a mentoring section of this.
It certainly does. It's just another way of to engage people, in this case the students, as opposed to the entire family here. So, you know, we talked about COVID and coming out of COVID, and that was kind of a rough transition for students to come back. We've talked about, you know, you said your wife was a teacher, and sometimes teaching kids virtually was challenging for a lot of students as well. So I think that virtual piece, students lose that social interaction, like we're seeing here today with four people in the same room. And I think that was one of the drawbacks to the virtual learning and kids staying at home. So coming back to school, it was challenging for them. So we recognized that. So we decided probably last spring, that we wanted to start a mentoring program. How can we connect those students back into school? How can we make them, you know, want to be there, make it comfortable, and help work with, you know, issues that students may be struggling with personally as individuals. So out of that, we've developed a mentoring program, which we're hoping to kick off here at the end of October.
Well, and you think about it, I know in my case, going in high school, a mentor would have been great to just, you know, learn some of the ropes, not only just getting around school, but maybe study habits, things like that, a whole lot of different things.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to address: study habits, academics in general, peer relationships, connecting to the school, maybe adult relationships. Can I trust a teacher? Hmm. Maybe the student has a tough family life and they just need an adult to bond with. So there's a lot of reasons that students may need a mentor. So it's not a cookie cutter program by any means, where students come in, we say, okay, all you students are going to receive this. It's really going to be individualized based on student needs. The school counselors are going to help a lot with that when identifying students to give them help they need. So just ways to help students create engagement with the school and help them be successful to be 3E ready, as Ms. Baker Latney had mentioned earlier.
Yes, absolutely.
So how's it work? How do people become mentors, and who are they going to mentor, and what are some of the basics of this, Jeff?
Well, you're just kicking off, so the first thing people have to do is fill out an application, mm-hmm. which they can get on our website, which is ccps.us. You fill out the application, you know, click the mentor link, the application will pop up. Once that application is filled out, I will get a report via email. Then I will communicate with that person as far as a background check. We have all mentors have to go through a background check. Once they do the background check, then there's a training component they have to go through. And once those steps are completed, they're eligible to be a mentor. We do our training. I think it's important to state that we do training through a group called Mentor Virginia. We didn't design our own training. I don't do it. I'm not equipped to train people to be mentors. So we wanted people in there with research-based practices to train our mentors and how to do it. So this group called Mentor Virginia, we've done a training already, but they will continue to train as we need it. And once they complete those components, they're ready to be a mentor.
And one of my questions, and you have it right in place right there, is just the safety, then the background checks and all of that. So there's that safety component. Parents can feel comfortable about that.
Absolutely. We want parents to feel comfortable. And it's also important to note that parents are aware that their student is being mentored. We're not just identifying students and saying, hey, we want you to have a mentor without parent knowledge. Mm-hmm. So the parents are informed. They agree to allow their student to participate in the program. And we also have some other things in place. We have mentor coordinators at each school. So the mentee, if they have concerns with their relationship, can speak with that person. The mentor as well, if has concerns, can speak with that person. Mentors also have to follow the typical sign-in process at a school, you know, signing in every time they come in so we know they're there. And just following typical procedures of school safety. So it's not just a wide open door. Mentoring occurs during the school day. It's not after school, it's not on weekends, it's at an assigned location in the building. So it's safe for everybody, for both the mentor and the mentee. We want everybody to be comfortable so we can serve that student.
I've heard of these programs in other schools around here, and I know that they've been wildly successful for both the student and the person mentoring. I've known people that have been mentors, and they really get a lot out of it and talk about just how much they gain from the student. They gain as much that they feel from the student as they're giving the student.
Absolutely. It's very beneficial for the mentor. And of the volunteers we have about 26 right now. A handful have mentored before, and that's exactly what they've said. It's beneficial to them. They enjoy it. Helps them grow as individuals as well. And since I did mention we have 26, we're looking for more mentors.
So okay.
We would like to have more for our program. I mean, it's a first-year program for us, so we are learning a little bit. And to start off with 25 or 26 is pretty good. We're satisfied with that. But we would like more. We have a lot of students who need help. So if someone's interested in mentoring, feel free to go to the website, ccps.us, fill out the application or give me a call and we'll work you through the process.
What's the training like?
The training is just a two-hour training.
Okay.
We held an in-person training last week and one of the Mentor Virginia employees came to our school and did a nice group training with us in our cafeteria at the school board office. I did learn there is a virtual option to training as well. Through Mentor Virginia. It's also 2 hours, so it's a brief training just to prepare you to be a mentor.
Well, this goes back to when we just were talking about the family engagement component of all this. Good for Caroline County to, again, see a need here and see something that could be done to really fill in gaps that have been missing now for the last couple of years.
Absolutely. I mean, you can see we're trying to attack it from all angles, from student mentors to family engagement. And hopefully we'll see how this goes and we'll continue to improve, you know, the connection we have with families and students to our schools.
And I guess how often the student and the mentor meet will be based on both sides of how often the person who's the mentor and how often the student wants to do it.
Well, that's a good point to bring up. And we are mentoring twice a month. So once a mentor agrees, each school has its own schedule, so
okay.
It might be the second and fourth Tuesday or the first and third Wednesday or whatever it is. But the key to that is the mentors have to commit for that first year. Once
okay.
they start this year, what we don't want to have happen is a mentor does it 3 or 4 times or maybe 3 or 4 months, then quits, and now we have a student who needs help, and now they're feeling like they've been rejected, and now we kind of send them backwards in the process. So it's really the only thing we ask from mentors. They don't have to be experienced. They don't have to have PhDs or master's degrees. Anybody 21 years or older who passes the background check who can help a student, we want you in there. Just commit for the whole year. And if you want to commit beyond the first year, you can, but you don't have to.
So interesting, because so often people, Jeff, talk about, oh, I'd like to get involved with a school. I'd like to get involved with a student or get involved in schools. I don't know what I could do. Here's an opportunity.
This is a great
check
way.
Out.
Yeah, it's a great way. It's a different way. you know, something unique besides, you know, the usual coaching and activity sponsors.
Right.
Those are all great too, but this may, you know, pique somebody's interest in a different way to get them involved in school.
And again, you've got 26, and as this gets closer to being kicked off, if you are interested, you probably need to express your interest pretty soon.
Do so expeditiously, because, yeah, we're hoping to, you know, we got to get training in before the kickoff. So we're talking about 2 weeks out. So if someone's interested, if they can get in, get on the application here in the next couple of days or give me a call, we can get that process moving along.
And again, this, and I guess it's the mentor program is. Is it all grades or is it just high school?
It's K-12.
K-12, okay.
Yep, we're doing elementary, middle, and high.
So wow, so you are going to need more than 26.
That's for sure. Because right now we have about four to five mentors per school, based on who's applied. Not everybody's finished the whole process out of that 26.
So yeah,
that's part of it. So we're looking at right now to 3 to 4 per school, and if we can get more, we'd be happy to have more.
Interesting. This is a fascinating. Again, this is a way to get the community involved with the school, and it's helping the students.
Absolutely.
Caroline County Schools, our focus this morning as we talk about student mentoring and also family engagement. Back on the family engagement side, I saw, maybe you guys can, Andrea and Sharmika can fill me in. I saw a most interesting video that I didn't understand. It was about a kickball. It was some kind of a kickball tournament.
Yes.
That you all did.
So it was a couple weeks ago?
Yep, September 26th.
Seems so far away. Actually, September 26th was National Family Day.
Okay.
And so from that came the idea of having a community kickball game. You know, we're always looking to engage families. And, of course, it's about students' education. But sometimes we just want to build relationships with families and network, really. And so our team and Dr. Kovar planned a great kickball event. And so we had five, correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Bicoletti,
yes,
we had five kickball games, one in each zone, one in each area. So
yeah.
Bowling Green had one. We had a couple down in Ladysmith, one out in Port Royal. And we just advertised and asked parents to come out. Parents and children, come on out and just play kickball. That's it. Our family engagement staff helped support with snacks and making sure that we had some nutritious snacks out there that night. Our PE teachers came out, and they were kind of like the coach. So they selected teams and got out there and taught our children how to play kickball. It was amazing to see how many of our kids didn't know how to play kickball.
At all.
Never played kickball in their lives. So it was definitely an experience. But overall, I think everyone had a great time. We were all located at different places. So I was one place. Sharmika was somewhere else. Jeff was somewhere else. So you only got to interact with that one group. But after we came back and talked about it, everybody at all of the sites, I think, had a really great time. And we had a pretty good turnout for the first time we've ever tried something like that.
Yes, it was really fun just to see the families come out together. Because of COVID, we hadn't been able to do anything. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised at the parents and students that came out to each location. Like, mm-hmm. everybody had over 60 people mm-hmm. at each location, some more than that. And they all engaged. They laid out on their blankets. They just were so happy to be out. And I thought that was a great way to engage the whole community to come together with a non-academic family engagement moment for us in Caroline. So it was wonderful.
And we got lucky. We couldn't have picked a better weather day.
Yeah.
Beautiful that night.
Well, the other thing is, and you've all mentioned it with a lot of these, some of these events, Caroline being such a wide area, you have to be able to, you can't just have a central location a lot of times,
right.
because like you say, it's so far in between some of these places.
Yeah.
To do them and make them kind of a regional kind of thing for the county, that involves the community.
And our parents are busy. Our parents work.
Right.
You know, so they're hard at work. It's not that they don't want to come into the schools. They want to be there. You know, research will show you mm-hmm. that there's only 1% of families out there that are, you know, apathetic to their child's learning and success. You know, all parents want their children to do better than what they've done in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we realize now with family engagement being in the schools, we talk about that moment in time. We have to go to our families.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was something else that we recognized a couple years ago. COVID put a little bit of a damper on our plans, but we created a Caroline Community Bus to go out into the neighborhoods. So for families that are busy or don't have vehicles and transportation, we
mm-hmm.
actually can come out into our neighborhoods and come to community events.
Okay.
We got that together. We did a Wrap the Bus sponsorship mm-hmm. because, you know, we found an old bus that was in great shape.
Yes.
But we could not pay for the wrap around it.
Sure.
I was able to use some funding to gut the inside and get the materials. And so we got our bus together, got all of our resources, and then boom, here comes COVID. So our bus, unfortunately, couldn't really go out as much. So now we're back on the road.
And we're the wheels on the bus go round and round.
They're rolling now. And so we are out there. We're going to the schools. We're going to churches. Anybody that calls us, if you want us at an event, we will come out on the weekends or in the evenings, whenever we're available. We can find a driver. My ladies are always willing to get out there. For example, this Saturday we have the Harvest Fest, Bowling Green Harvest Fest, and the Caroline Cruiser will be a part of that too.
Of course it will.
Of course it will. Why wouldn't it?
But so also the other exciting thing of this, as we've talked about this, is just the non-academic things that you're pulling people together. It doesn't always have to be academics.
Yes.
That's ultimately you want to see some of these non-academic things result in
absolutely
being connected,
building relationships.
Yeah,
relationships. So parents realize that we do care about their children. And once parents see that, once families know we care and it's genuine and we're there to support, then that's where those relationships and that's where the rest of it kicks off.
Yes. It's building relationships. That means when I call for attendance and they remember Miss Bigelatina gave me all those free snacks and free food, they won't be so angry about the attendance call.
Right.
Like, okay, yeah, you're right. So it's about building relationships.
The other thing is, and you can't miss it with the three of you, about just how enthusiastic you are and your enthusiasm for all of this. These are more than just, well, we're going to do these programs. These are really important, and you've embraced them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We all have. I mean, sometimes, you know, you have a vision and you roll with it. You know, the bus was a vision for us for a long time. You know, because we know that's what's best for our families. We know our families. We know our community. And I think that's the beauty of being in a smaller area like Caroline. Even though we're widespread, we're small. And so you get to learn, you know, what your families need. And again, our families work and they're busy, as we do. We're all busy.
Right.
So what we can do, bring to them, what we can give to them, save them a trip. I mean, that's a bonus there, too.
Now the bus in a rural place like Caroline is perfect.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Sure. I'm going to give a little plug. We were piling the bus up with canned goods and vegetables for the holidays for November.
Yep, and books.
And books. So if you want to support and pile the bus up with some free canned goods and for our families in Caroline, we are launching that is it next month? Along with CERB.
So that will be, I'm sorry, that'll be December.
December, yes.
Okay.
For the holidays, yep.
And so they're going to tag on to a basketball game that Friday evening, December 16th.
December 16th.
To stuff the bus.
Well, I think it's important to say it's a genuine desire to connect with people and to help them, meet them where they are and help them out. You know, I'm from Pennsylvania originally. I moved down here in 1999, and over 24 years or into my 24th year here, it's about building relationships with these kids and parents. And when you do that, they trust you. And you have that mutual trust, you can do great things, and I think that's what we're doing in Caroline County.
Yes, agreed. Absolutely.
This is good stuff. This is for people to get down and talk about this and that about education. Talk to some people. Talk to you three from Caroline County. These are just a couple of small programs, not so small. But these are a couple of programs in Caroline County, but that are having just really an impact on students and families.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Caroline County Schools are focused. We're going to take a quick break and come back and just highlight some of the things we've talked about in case you have missed this with Andrea Ross, Shamika Baker-Latney, and Jeff Wick this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
These are the voices.
Opinions. We've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Well, this has been a great way to start the week. Caroline County Schools are focused. The Student Mentor Program and Family Engagement are a focus this morning with Shamika Baker-Latney, Jeff Wick, and Andrea Ross. One of the things we have learned, I'll come back to you, Shamika, so you can do it one more time because you were so enthused. 3E equipped is?
Enlisted, enrolled, and employed.
There you go. I hear that a lot, and I didn't know what I knew in the past what it was. and I couldn't remember. The whole thing with family engagement, I guess the thing to, I mean, this is you're making really a concerted effort, especially you, Shermik, at the middle school level to get families and grandparents especially, but families and involved in understanding what's going on in the schools.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And so, there's a meeting for grandparents
yes,
coming
grandparents
up.
Meeting on October 21st at Caroline High School. We'll be meeting in the Culinary Arts Cafe. The meeting is from 11 to 12. If you are a grandparent or grandparent guardian in Caroline County, please come out. We have fabulous resources, and we will also have different sessions for them to learn how to operate the scooter platform if they are on Power School or if they're elementary level.
And if you're hearing this and it's after that meeting on the 21st, just get in touch with Caroline County Schools, because this is an ongoing thing.
Absolutely.
And you can learn.
Absolutely. They can actually contact S. Baker Latney at ccps.us, and I will make sure they are in tune for the next meeting to get the resources that they need.
And I'm sure you will, because you seem like you will follow up on that. But Andrea, you mentioned just a strategic plan. That covers a lot of things, and this is obviously a big part of it, family engagement.
Absolutely. It is one of our objectives under our strategic plan in terms of reaching out to families. And again, when we talked about the empowerment, building those relationships with families, because, you know, without a relationship, you're going to be spinning your wheels, unfortunately, in terms of impacting students. So we recognize that, and that's one of our biggest pieces. And then we also focus on, giving students voice. That's also part of our relationship goals, student-led conferences. And there's so many things in our plan that, again, align with the work that we're doing, and that going back to the 3E Ready, we know that if we can increase family involvement, we will increase attendance, we will increase student motivation, we will increase social-emotional health, all of those things, and graduation rates. And again, 3E
yes.
Ready.
Jeff Wick, Jeff Wick's the coordinator of safety and compliance, and involved with the student mentor program. You've got 26 mentors. You'd like to have more. Training is taking place, and this is about ready to kick off itself.
Absolutely, we're hoping to kick off the last week of October. So, if you're interested in mentoring, once again, you can go to ccps.us and go to the mentor link and fill out the application, or shoot me an email. My email is jwick@ccps.us, and we'll get you started.
All of these programs, no matter when we'd had this show, would be very important, and we would be excited about them. But with COVID in the background, they're even more important.
Absolutely, and COVID is definitely in the background. We keep that back there. We're not thinking about it, except
yes,
there's times
absolutely.
When we have to. But right now, we're moving forward and repairing the damage, I guess, if you will, and building relationships. So we're looking forward to continuing to advance throughout this school year.
Thank you so much, the three of you. This has been great stuff, and we'll stay in touch and close with Caroline County Schools. Thanks for what you're doing in education and for the families in Caroline.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFBA.